Ian Gregg with Seaford Radio in Prince George, B.C., 88.7 FM. On Tuesday, October 10th, at Prince George, B.C. City Hall, people gathered peacefully in a show of support and compassion for Israel. Although Israel is over 10,000 kilometers from Prince George, the crisis unfolding there and in Gaza has touched some in our local community. Local member of the Jewish faith, Eli Klasner, organized the event. An associate, Sean Farrell, spoke there. Amidst the crowd, a few people were willing to share their thoughts.
My name is Annalisa Pasch, and I would just like to say to everybody, we are all spiritually connected over the world, and if we send hate around the world, we hate everybody. If we send love around the world, we love everybody. So why don't we send our love and our light all over the world, to Israel, to Ukraine, to all war-torn places and others. And if we all do that, maybe we can make a significant change.
My name is Mary Hay, and I'm on the board of the Center of Peace and Reconciliation that is a board of volunteers who are seeking peace and reconciliation throughout the world. And we are an interfaith group from many different denominations, all with the same desire to see an end to war. Because on both sides of the conflict, there are massive casualties. Hamas invaded Israel and butchered so many people. But now many people are dying in Gaza. So it's if you look around the world, there are so many areas of conflict, Russia, Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, Mali, Sudan, Ethiopia. And now I heard that Azerbaijan is thinking of invading Armenia. So how do we, in our remote and rural area of Prince George, how do we contribute to bringing peace into our world? And by coming together and sharing love and prayer and putting down our arms and saying, you know, we're all human beings. And we are all, well, I'm a believer in God, and I believe that we are all children of God, whatever race or religion we are. So that's the reason I'm here today, is to, in some way, contribute to peace. I grew up in Ireland during the Troubles, and during the Troubles, there were so many people killed, murdered, abducted, you name it, and there was one beacon of hope, and it was right up at the top of Northern Ireland, and it was a center where you could go, whether you were Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Christian, whatever, and nobody ever, never, there was no violence there of any kind. Nobody touched that place. So I thought, and it was like a beacon of hope in a land of despair.
Wow.
When I left the shores of Ireland, I thought, this conflict will never end, never end. But it did, and peace came to the land, and I'm hoping the same will come to Israel and Palestine and the West Bank. Things can come right.
Yeah, things can change.
They can change, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you're as old as I am, you know that. But when you're younger, you don't know that.
Yeah. Although the gathering was relatively small, it would appear that those gathered there were interested in a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Ian Gregg with CFUR Radio in Prince George, B.C., broadcasting throughout traditional territory of the Clalitonay First Nation from 88.7 FM and www.cfur.ca. This piece was created with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative Fund, administered by the CRFC alongside Heritage Canada.